Over the past month, the Supreme Court of India had been reviewing the use of triple talaq, a controversial term that, if said three times, can result in instant divorce according to Sharia law. Those against the use of verbal divorce are saying that it violates the fundamental right to gender equality under the current Indian constitution, whilst those in favour remain firm that the practice is needed in order to protect the individual right to exercise religious freedom. Amelia Navasque reports.
Triple talaq refers to a practice in which a man can say the word talaq three times. After it's said three times, that means a illegal divorce has happened. It's part of Muslim personal law in India, which the civil code of Indian law is divided up into personal law codes based on religious communities.
The voice you just heard is Amy Pittaloo, a postdoctoral fellow from the University of Melbourne at the Australia-India Institute. She says triple talaq is a practice still enacted by some interpretations of Islamic law, and the word directly translates to divorce. If talaq is said three times by a Muslim man to his wife, the divorce is made instant. The nature of Amy Pittaloo's work unpacks the relationships between gendered violence and structural inequality in India, and she says the use of triple talaq is a complex legal issue.
From a women's rights perspective, what's significant is realizing that women have complex identities and that their everyday experiences are not only based on a cultural or religious experience, but also political, economic issues. And so in thinking about what it means to ensure women's rights and empower them, those complexities have to be taken into account.
Triple talaq or oral divorce doesn't even need to be face-to-face, and there have even been cases where triple talaq has been carried out over the phone, Facebook, or other social media channels. According to Amy Pittaloo, the Indian legal system has historically favoured men's rights over women.
I think that what it reflects is also a lot of internal debate within Muslim communities in India. So there's been a lot of internal reform around these issues since the 1980s, when there was also a famous case, the Shah Bano case, that brought up Muslim personal law debate.
The review taking place in the Indian Supreme Court is between the All Indian Muslim Personal Law Board in favour of the practice and an Indian feminist activist group who are staunchly against it.
So our contention is that triple talaq is not sanctioned by the religion, nor is it sanctioned by the constitutional mandate of gender justice and gender equality. Triple talaq happens solely because of the dominance of patriarchal elements in our society. And we want justice as equal citizens and as equal Muslims.
Zakia Soman is the leading campaigner looking to ban the practice of triple talaq and says the practice strengthens sexist behaviours against women.
So we started working as a women's collective across so many different states. And then we came face to face with the reality of how the principle of gender justice, which in our understanding is a fundamental principle of the Quran, how that has completely been diluted or sort of, you know, pushed below the carpet to, you know, arrive at this common sense in society whereby a husband is always superior to a wife.
Zakia Soman represents one of the many growing women's groups in India who are pushing the boundaries when it comes to fighting for greater equality in the Indian legal system. However, Kamal Farooqi is leading the charge as head of the All Indian Muslim Personal Law Board and is seeking to protect the right to practice oral divorce.
Yes, as far as the issue is concerned, yes, it is a women issue as well as the man issue also. We are against the divorce without any reasonable cause. There has to be a reason, and all the avenue of the mediation should be used, should be exhausted before pronouncing the divorce.
Although Kamal Farooqi argues this is both a female and male issue, only men are able to carry out triple talaq. Zakia Soman says the intentions of groups like the All Indian Personal Law Board make women's positions vulnerable and insecure.
This is a self-appointed body. This is a body which is manned by people who have hugely patriarchal and male-dominated worldviews, because they wrote it in their affidavit that the man is given right to triple talaq according to them in Islam, because men have more intelligence than the women.
However, Kamal Farooqi believes the women's equality groups do not represent the majority view of Muslim women.
As far as you referred about the women activists, so frankly speaking, most of the organizations who are taking up this issue in the Supreme Court said they do not represent the Muslim women community. They are the people, in fact, who in practice even do not follow the religion.
However, a recent national survey released by Zakiya Soman's women's organization refutes Kamal Faruqi's claims, saying that over 90% of women surveyed have called for an end to stop the practice of verbal divorce. The matter is currently before the Indian Supreme Court, with a verdict likely to be handed down in the coming weeks.
The Wire reporter Amelia Navasquez ending that report.